Yes, let me come in. There was a question on. Thank you. There was a question on the national disability policy. It's being reviewed. Why is it being reviewed? Namibia is reviewing that policy. It actually being reviewed to provide the mandate, the clear mandate to accept the principles of participation, the integration, and also equalization of opportunities as defined by the UN in the World Programme of Action concerning persons with disabilities, and also those standard rules on the equalization of opportunities for persons with disabilities. Another question was on children living and working on the streets. Namibia has a national committee on children living and working on the streets. What I can say about children living and working on the streets in Namibia, it's the fact to remember that although we have children that might be on the street today, they all have a place that they call home, and they have families or relatives at those places. Now, the government has the program of integration to work with these children when they go out to the street, integrating them back to the family or integrating them also in schools. There is the number that we have noted of around 350 children for the country that were integrated into schools by the government. The government is responsible for their admissions into these schools when they are identified from the streets, and the government is responsible for their upkeep while they are at these schools. Some attend schools from home every day, some are accommodated into hostels, into schools around the regions, and so on. And government is responsible to see that they are in school, they attend the parents' meetings at schools, and so on. Now, that means the 350 children that we have integrated back into schools and families. Those are the children we found on the street. Those are the children at risk. If it was not for government intervention, they could be on the streets today. We have fewer children, although I'm not giving you indicators in terms of statistics, that we have identified, and we have we were given by government also a place, a farm, where we can have them rehabilitated. These are the ones that you can put like they have become street smart, and it's very difficult for you to rehabilitate them from home or from any other place. And why we have not taken them permanently at this center, it's because we were renovating this center to accommodate children on a longer term basis. So far, government has used around 4 million Namibian dollars to do the minor renovations at this center. And the program, the arrangements were this week for the sites to be handed over to the ministry, and thereafter we will be commencing sending children there for rehabilitation purposes. The committee I was referring to is made up of the relevant stakeholders who are also working on children living and working on the streets. Yes, that is on that one. There was another question of yesterday that we were to made clear. It was on the establishment of the Children's Fund. The question was whether this is functional or not. The answer is the Children's Fund is not yet functional. We yesterday said there are funds allocated for the establishment of this fund, and this is the budget that was just allocated for April, the first month of our financial year that starts April to March the next year. So we are going to finalize the processes of opening that Children's Fund account and transfer in the money that was allocated for that start. Yes, I think those were the two outstanding questions. Thank you.
And then the last question.